your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Stanya Davis here. That's right. I am she and she is me. And we are back. We are back after such an interesting week. Listen. I didn't ball off my hair. Mm-hmm.
And it looks good.
Why, thank you. I think you need to stay here. Hello. listen, this was a crazy week. Tripped on a shoe, then went straight into the wall.
Oh, goodness.
And then locked myself out for about 2 hours. This week has been...
You were having issues.
Yes. I have been having moments, as my 83-year-old father, he found it funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because he's like, what's going on with you? Well, pleasant good afternoon once again. And the other voice that you would have heard is my guest for today. And I want to thank her for being a part of the show. I really appreciate her today. She knows why.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And with me today, I have Patrice Lockhart. She is a life coach. And of course, I love when life coaches come on because I'm a life coach as well. So this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Patrice is the first.
Yes.
Menopause life coach in the Bahamas and the Caribbean.
Yes, menopause health practitioner.
Yes, menopause health practitioner. So this is a good show. I'm looking forward to this because, well, as you know, normally I have man stem on the show. I noticed that most of my guests, Brittany, you noticed that most of my guests have been men.
They're in for a treat.
Yes.
Because they call me on the download to ask me questions.
Like what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Patrice, you know, we were talking before the show and, you know, you started sharing information. I was like, wait, hold on, Patrice. Wait till we get on the show because I already know that I have questions because I am,
You're only 25 years old.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you're sticking to that story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I am really excited because... there's so many things that happens to a woman and we're lost and we're confused. We don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start, Patrice, for starters. What does a menopause coach do exactly? Let's start there.
Okay. First of all, as a menopause health practitioner, I provide education, information, guidance, and support to help women navigate the menopausal journey. I do this through presentations, consultations, I do private sessions, etc. I speak to not only women's group, but I'm also asked via marriage groups to come in and speak to both the male and the female because women go through menopause, men go through andropause.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, do you work with men? What's the name?
Andropause. The only time I really deal with it is when I'm dealing with a marriage ministry.
Okay.
And then some women, some of the sessions, they ask me to help them understand andropause as well.
Okay. So I don't know if an hour is enough, but if we have enough time, then we can touch on that. But of course, the topic for today is about menopause. So. Tell, what is menopause and how early can you,
get
is
into
this,
menopause?
Yeah, okay. Detected.
Okay. Before I even talk about menopause, can I just talk about what our picture looks like here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean?
Yes, certainly.
One of the things that happened when I was studying menopause, and I chose to connect myself with a UK institution because... in the United Kingdom, they are so far ahead when it comes to menopause, as far as technology, as far as research,
right.
As far as menopause in the workplace, everything. They are very much ahead. of the various markets, even the governments in that area, they have policies as it relates to menopause and women's health. A lot of the organizations, corporate entities in the UK, even the USA, even Microsoft, now have policies on their books with regards to menopause, for menopause women in the workplace. But let me go back to what is menopause. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this area is because 99% of the women in this country enter the menopausal transition unprepared, untooled, and unaware as to what to do and how to deal with menopause. They go into it clueless as to how they should handle all of these things that are happening with their bodies as their body changes. And because of this, women, like I often say, menopause hit me like a tsunami.
Right.
I was not prepared. I didn't know anything about it. I actually, when it started for me, I had about a year of sleeping, sleep issues.
Right.
Then I went into 6 weeks of sleeping for under an hour to an hour.
Wow.
Then I was dealing with anxiety. And when I got to the point of sleeping for 6 weeks for under an hour to an hour, my brain started to act crazy. When I shut my eyes, I literally would see, like, you know, the old black and white television screens.
Right.
I used to see that and bits and pieces of a movie. Then that turned into day, then night, another day, another night, another day, and another night of not a wink of sleep.
Right.
That was such a crazy time in my life. I was dealing with a lot of things emotionally. I was dealing with this anxiety. I didn't know what was going on. No one was able to help me. A family member had to take me into her home for 2 weeks to care for me. It was crazy.
Okay.
Fast forward, coming to Nassau, I had been into the menopausal transition for 8 years, and no one told me.
Okay, lots of doctors. Hold on, Patrice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, because you just said 8 years, that's
the
almost
mm-hmm.
a decade of transitioning into. So
the perimenopause,
yeah. Okay, and like I said, this is an interesting conversation because I have three sisters.
Uh-huh.
I'm number three and then one younger than I am. And I remember something menopause related, happened. And so I'm like, hey, y'all, guys. Y'all experience this? And uh-huh. they're like, nope, you are on your own.
The thing, okay, I'm trying not to fast forward too fast. Because
right.
I want to take people on a journey because a lot of times there are so many symptoms of menopause and women don't know. Menopause is actually the time of life when a woman ceases from being able to reproduce.
Okay.
It has three seasons or three levels. Perimenopause, which women go into this season or stage of perimenopause at around 40. Most women don't even understand when their bodies kick into that. As females, when you came into this world, you came with about a basket of about 33 years worth of eggs.
Okay.
And when your hormones kicked in during puberty, a hormone called estradiol helped you to have a period every month to use these eggs every month. Then when you got to the place where you only had about 8 to 10 years of eggs left in your body, this hormone kicked in and says, okay, it's about time for me to start packing up and leave. When this happens, that's when your body kicks into the perimenopause phase. But most women don't even know when their body kicks into this stage. I only recognize it when I was studying. And I remember all my life, my period happened for 3 days.
Right.
3 days and I am fine. And it usually was usually at the beginning of the month. And I remember in my early 40s, it moved from the beginning to going down to the middle of the month. And I was like, that's strange. That was the only thing that happened. I did not know my body began the transition. No one told me about it. And so for 8 years, I went through a lot of symptoms and changes. I went, and it was eight doctors. I went to with what was going on with me, and no one was able to tell me what was going on with me.
Okay, I have a quick, just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think that we, well, I'm not even going to talk to doctors. I'm going to leave that one. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, okay, just as a person, as a woman, do you think because the symptoms may be subtle or we just, you know, we overlook, like, why do you think we, you know, we just excuse it and, we bypass it?
It's been a global issue. I did a research and I shared with a group a couple of months ago. I wanted to understand why menopause has been so overlooked, not just now, for centuries, when you talk about women's health issues. And when you look at it from, I forgot the times, but when you look at it from way back then, women were looked at this time, it was like, they were going crazy. They used to put women in the mental institutions. Women were looked at as though they had no worth. Around this time, they stopped being able to have kids. And a lot of the research, because a lot of doctors were male, they looked over the fact they didn't understand what was going on in a woman's life. It's just in the last, this part, I would say the 1970s, really attention began to be put on menopause. Now, it's just now that there's real evidence, there's research, there's women like me all over the world who are menopause health practitioners who are talking about menopause. Now, research is going into, lots of money is going into menopause. I've been talking about menopause in this country for about 6 years, and I am so glad to see now we are now talking about it. In October, our first lady, mm-hmm. Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, she was our patron for Menopause Awareness Month. The prime minister of the country, he released a declaration that October 18th was not only Menopause Awareness Day, but National T-Shirt Day in the Bahamas.
Okay.
And then the OAS, one of the great things for us, my team and I, the OAS had recognized that what the Bahamas was doing about with menopause, and they had congratulated the leader of the country.
Amazing. Okay.
So.
I just have one. So many questions I have.
I'm going to finish the phases.
Okay, go on. Well, actually, before we go on to the second phase, that's actually the question that I want to ask. What are some of the signs in this menopause stage? I got it written down.
Yes.
I'm taking notes.
Perimenopause, yes.
So, yeah, so if it's okay, let's just take it like stage. What are the symptoms of that stage?
First of all, every woman's menopausal journey is different. Every woman has a combination or cocktail of symptoms. Women can have from hot flashes and night sweats, which are the ones everybody knows.
Right.
From the vasomotor systems with the headaches, the dizziness, the swinging. Many women don't even understand. They have this swinging of head and this constant headache.
Oh, my God, Patrice.
Your vasomotor system is being affected.
Say that big word again.
The vasomotor system, yes, is being affected. Then women have this tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. I always say, I think that one from the devil. women have, all of a sudden, they start having these aches. You know, before you could jump up out of bed and there was no problem. All of a sudden, one day, your back or your knee, you're trying to figure out, Jesus, what's going on? Menopause. And let me just stick with the symptoms now before I start explaining more. Then women deal with loss of hair. Your hair starts to thin. We spoke with a young lady.
Right.
The estradiol that once caused us to have these periods every month, et cetera, and ovulate. Estradiol keeps our hair, a woman's hair, in its growing phase. So a lot of women deal with thinning hair, the nails, brittle nails, their skin becomes dry.
Oh, my God,
dry.
Patrice.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why I cut off my hair, because it's long.
Mm-hmm,
but then, and I know the texture of my hair. It's normally thick.
You heard the young lady also saying, listen, this is so common. First of all, let me say, I want to invite you This is personal. You and your sisters, I am having a session on March 8th during Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing, during Women's History Month, we talk a lot about the contributions of women all over. I am focusing on a part of that woman's journey during Women's History Month, which is menopause. And that's on March 8th at the Diplomat Center. And I want to invite you to come out to the session, you and your sisters, and even the Guardian Radio.
Yes,
if
yes.
If you would want to, because this is such an area in a woman's life that has been underserved.
And misunderstood.
Yes, and it affects not. It affects the woman physically, emotionally, and mentally. It affects relationships, it affects the workplace, and it's been flying under the radar for many years under the radar in the workplace. Women deal with fatigue, women deal with memory fog, lack of concentration, lack of productivity is affected.
Oh my goodness.
Women leave. When I studied menopause, in the UK, there's so many women that leaves their jobs because of menopause. I didn't think that was a thing here in the Bahamas. I have had a number of clients, and women leave but do not tell the reason why they have left their jobs. And that's why it's so important, menopause in the workplace. I am reaching out to businesses and organizations. We must begin to respect that menopause is a part of a woman's life. And that's the stage from 40 to 60, 65.
Right.
These are the women who are producing in our country. And there was a research I did the other day, and I don't want to say the number because I'm not sure. I don't remember. There's a good heap of our working population that is contributing to this population, contributing to the corporate world. And their issues are flying under the radar. And they're saying to me they cannot go to their managers. They cannot go to their corporate leaders because no one's talking about it. They're embarrassed. They don't understand. Women don't show up to work. They give reasons that the employer don't even realize is not the real reason for it.
But Patrice,
can't talk about it.
They don't even, it's embarrassing, but they don't take it serious.
No, they don't. And that's one of the issues. And if I may say it so today, I have been reaching out to a number of our businesses in this community. And sometimes it's unfortunate we wait so late.
Right.
We wait for everybody else to start screaming it, and then all of a sudden we jump on the bandwagon. But I'm saying to our corporate leaders, the CEOs, CFOs, those who are responsible, the human resources personnel, menopause is a real thing in the workplace. It affects your staff. It affects relationships. A lot of the things going on when people are saying this woman's so miserable and whatnot, they don't understand she's going through something. And because there's not the proper support in the workplace,
right,
we're having a lot of issues.
Okay, let's go on to the second stage. You see, this hour we already almost 1:30. So let's try to get through the stages.
The second stage is the menopause stage itself.
Okay,
menopause usually globally on the books, menopause happens from age 51 to 58. That's when a woman ceases from having a period. But a woman does not go into menopause until she's had 12 full months of not having a period. That actual day that she is 12 months, you're officially in menopause.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I tell you, this show name's Tanya Davis. All right, hello. Uh-huh. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you have a question, please give us a call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. If you want to send me a text message, that's 422-4796. Once again, the text line, 422-4796. Okay, so now I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can stress trigger menopause?
That's exactly what triggered me. if it does, I often teach that stress and menopause is not a good marriage. And a number of reasons. Let me start off biologically. When our bodies release this hormone called cortisol, let me start with my example so people can actually make the connection. When I went into my perimenopause phase and I was putting on this weight and I wasn't sleeping and dealing with anxiety and no one was able to tell me what was going on, I was skinny all my life. And all of a sudden, I was putting on weight and couldn't figure out what was going on. I was dealing with anxiety and I wasn't sleeping. And what I had learned afterwards, many, many years afterwards, was that because my body was producing the stress hormone called cortisol, you can't sleep if the body is releasing cortisol. And I was under a lot of stress. And, you know, that's our fight or flight hormone. Right. So when the body's in that fight or flight, there's no way you're going to sleep.
Right.
And so that's what was going on with me. And what was happening was that in order for me to sleep, I had to, the cortisol had to stop. But in order for the cortisol to stop, I had to sleep. And during a sleep, when we sleep, there's a fourth realm that we release the melatonin. So none of that was happening. So I was caught up in this cycle. That's why I stopped sleeping completely.
Wow.
And again, menopause affects women physically, emotionally, and psychologically.
Right.
We don't like to talk about the psychological aspects of it. But I have so many clients I've had to help through this aspect because, you know, when we talk about depression, when we talk about anxiety, when it comes to mental health, we have not been that good on supporting each other. We say things that make people uncomfortable. So then they're not that willing to come to you. I deal with a lot of Christian women as well who come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this lady dealing with anxiety and depression. And every time she was going through, she would call me and I would say, come, you need to have a session with me. Stop this. And, you know, she would say, oh, this is just the devil and whatnot. It got to the point where she got so bad till her mother had come and was praying the devils out of her. And it's like, no,
oh,
you're menopausal. Menopause affects our brain as a woman. There are aspects to our brain that are affected. And I talk about it. I'm going to talk about it in the March 8th session. Exactly how it impacts our brain as a woman. And so when we go into this menopause, the menopause phase, like I said, where we stop bleeding. Then there's another set, though.
Before we get into that, mm-hmm. let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
We can talk about the emotional part mm-hmm. of it or side yeah. of it, like what that looks like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How it plays out. Mm-hmm. Also, we can talk about how men can now deal with their wives, significant other,
yes.
who is now transitioning or in full menopause, a full menopausal state.
Yes.
And also, definitely, menopause... And sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's another aspect. That's a huge aspect.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Looking for a one-stop shop for health and wellness? Bodylogic's Organic Foods has you covered. Located at number 75 Heritage Place, Carmichael Road, we carry premium supplements, vitamins, organic groceries, and plant-based meals. Try our black seed oil, lion's mane, shilajit, vitex, or ashwagandha. Plus, freshly brewed teas, plant-based pastries, and pescatarian dishes like salmon, grouper, and snapper. Seniors also enjoy exclusive discounts because we believe wellness should be accessible to everyone. Stop by Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and experience a store like no other. Call us at 603-0676 for more information. Bodylogic's Organic Foods, changing your nature.
missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is it! The big game is almost here! And the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port! Join us on Sunday, February the 9th for an unforgettable game day watch party! Huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle! Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes! Don't miss out on the action! Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win! See you there!
Attention, valued customers of the Water and Sewage Corporation. We wish to inform you that our office at the Mall of Marathon will be closing on Friday, February 28th, 2025. But don't worry, we are making it easy for you to continue managing your accounts with us from the comfort of your home or on the go. We encourage you to take advantage of our convenient digital payment options. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs to make payments securely. Call us at 302-5630 to pay by phone or use your preferred financial institution to pay directly. Switching to these online options helps you save time and ensures you never miss a payment. We are here to make your experience as smooth and easy as possible. Thank you for being a valued customer, and we look forward to serving you in new ways.
Penta has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
And we are back, and I just want to mention, you know, we're talking about menopause, we're talking about, you know, the memory loss, the dizziness, the weight gain, the weight loss, and I have to say, I want to thank my sponsor, BLOF, located on Carmichael Road. Listen, they have everything. They got lion's mane. You know, lion's mane is, you know, the little thing you could take to help with the brain fog and dizziness. And they have, watch, I mess this up here. I ain't gonna say the word what I going to say. But they have, what is it? Is it berberine? I think, berberine. Sorry, yes, it's berberine. And that is like the healthy Ozempic that you can take, because I know y'all want to lose that little weight. I just saying. They are located once again on Carmichael Road, near Golden Gates Assemblies of God. So they are in the, it's like a little plaza right there. And in addition to selling products, they also sell food. So they sell vegan and pescatarian. And if you're anything like me, even though I'm a big chunky girl, I am actually somewhat of a pescatarian. So they have a whole lot of goodies in there. And when you walk in, let me tell you, you wouldn't even believe that this place exists. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So take a look, visit them, BLOF. You want to try some of the products or just pop in for lunch? They have it. They also have desserts as well. So we are here once again with Miss Patrice. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss Patrice Lockhart. And we're talking about menopause. And of course, this is just a huge topic. We could be here like all day talking, because some of the information that she would have shared, I mean, you know, I am years old. I'm going to be years old in November. But it's such, you know, it's a relief when you know what's wrong.
Yes.
You know, because
that's what women say.
Yeah, because then it's battlefield of the mind, because now you are, you know, and you know we done dramatic.
Yeah, we like to self-diagnose.
Yes.
You know, after we done say it's gas, it's this, it's that, oh, it's cancer.
Dementia.
Listen,
and I'm sure you have heard the full gamut of, you know, why it is. And even the ringing of the ears.
The tinnitus,
The dizziness. The brain fog.
There's so many of the symptoms that are directly related to menopause. And I can guarantee you, there may be women who may be listening and saying, you know, I don't have any of those. I didn't have any menopausal symptoms. But I can guarantee you, yes, you have had menopausal symptoms, or you have menopausal symptoms, but you just don't know. It's directly because of the decline of the estrogen in your body. Many of the symptoms women think just naturally age.
Right.
I had a client who came to one of my sessions. And she was one of those who found herself running to the bathroom all of a sudden. Can't help.
Listen.
Can't help herself. And she was saying it was getting worse and worse. And I put her on a protocol. And after she said, Patrice, it's only been a week you've put me on this protocol. And believe it or not, it's getting better. It's so much better. She said, I thought this was a part of aging, and I would just have to live with this. No.
You see this look I have on my face right now?
Please make sure you are in place on March 8th at the Diplomat Center from 9 to 2.
Let me talk
about this to the women so women can understand what's going on. Stop guessing.
Patrice, let me call my sister's full government name right now. Suzette Butterfield, Pina Davis, Meredith Stubbs.
Meredith Stubbs?
Yes. You know Meredith Stubbs?
Grand Bahama?
Yeah. Yes, that's my...
And she had a brother.
We'll talk about that.
Wait, you're confusing me.
We could talk about that a little later, but yes.
Hi, Meredith.
Well, I hope this is the same one. We could talk about that off the air. But y'all know just where y'all need to be. March the 8th, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now we were at stage two with the full
menopause.
Because I'm taking notes, and hopefully you guys are taking notes as well. So you said that now this is the way that you know that you're in full menopause when you have missed a full 12 months of not seeing your period.
You are officially in menopause, and menopause is actually a day. That day that when you hit that 12-month mark,
right,
you are in menopause. It means you no longer have any eggs.
Right.
You are eggless. So now, let me just say, because I've had, and this happens between 51 and 58. Research shows that the blacks in the USA and Latinos, they end around 49.
Okay.
When I first started, I was finding a lot of women ended around that. But throughout the years, I've been able to, when I look at my charts, most of our women end between 50 and 54 years old. That's when they stop bleeding. Now, we do have anomalies where I just talked with someone yesterday. She's 65. She's still bleeding.
No.
There was a lady in Andras.
No, Patrice.
Yes. Oh, in Grand Bahama, I had some. And then the oldest was 70 years old.
No, man.
Yes, and still having a period.
No, man. Man, that's devil behavior. No, man.
We have some cases. Yeah, we do have. And let me tell you, being a menopause health practitioner, it's been so interesting. I have been able to meet, I hear every story from someone being an hermaphrodite, a male having female organs, to having, so he has the same set of symptoms that a woman would have.
Back in the big soldier. Let's go. Okay, so a hermaphrodite would still have those menopausal and premenopausal symptoms.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because
the organs.
Right. The organ exists. Yes, and so in our country, I'm finding that really it's between 51 and 54 that women go into the menopausal transition, and one of the things I tell women, and we don't understand, how you deal with perimenopause determines how your body handles postmenopause.
Okay,
a lot of these issues don't have to be, but we like to self-diagnose, or we fill up a lot of taboos and a lot of myths in this country, and that's why my mission is to help women understand.
So. What happens in this post-menopausal stage? This is the third stage.
Right.
Okay.
usually on the books, it's until about 65 that women deal with symptoms and they begin to die off. Now, some deal with some they die off before, but it's around 65 women tend to taper off. Now, I have had clients in their late 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. I've had to help shush these menopausal symptoms from happening. And ladies, yes, it is possible to cause your menopausal symptoms to diminish and some to stop. Mm-hmm. It's all in us understanding what's going on with the body. And it's an understanding that helps you to be able to recognize what's going on and help your body. And I've been able to help women for years now.
So, yes. Okay, so during that post-menopausal state, is this now a state of normalcy? What's going on? What's happening there?
Women, they go into normalcy around 65. That's when the body begins to get used to the low hormones.
Okay.
Because, you know, the hormone has diminished. Research also shows that during this stage, women also, and this is from menopause into postmenopause, all of that is, you know, postmenopause, our brain tend to go back to normal. There's a lot of research being done monitoring women and their brain because our brain, menopause is not just a reproductive transition. Mm-hmm. It's a transition for a woman's brain. Literally, if you understand what our brain goes through, that's why we have the forgetfulness. That's why we have many women have the irritability. That's why the brain fog, even the hot flashes and night sweats and all of that. It literally, it's due to what the brain itself, it's neurological, that aspect of menopause, what the brain is going through.
Wow, this is very interesting. Okay, what are some misconceptions that we have about, are you smiling? What are some misconceptions that we have about menopause?
Let me start with the women. I had an interesting conversation one time. And one lady said to me, oh, every time that family get around that age, they all go crazy. They possess. Okay.
Oh boy.
We got to watch these things. Ignorance causes us to lose, not just individually, not just as families, but as a community. Right. What we don't understand, we label things. One, that. The next thing is the taboo of being embarrassed. Ladies, menopause is a transition, just like how you came into this world as a baby. You moved then to being a toddler, to a young girl, to a reproductive age. A part of your life's journey is that you're going to be finished, and there's no shame in it. And another one of the myths.
But before we go on, do you think that because menopause is associated with aging, that there is this tendency to not want to confront it because now it says that you're now entering
old. Yes, this, right. Because honestly, too, when I had to accept the fact that I was menopausal, because I thought I was too young when I learned, I was like, that's not even possible. Menopause happens to old women.
Right.
When I get that from both men and women, I have to extend grace because I had a lady one time, she was going through, and her husband couldn't believe that. He's like, no, that happened to old people. And
he was being, how old was she?
She was in her late, about 49, 50. Mm-hmm. And so he was having a hard time that, you know, it affects the relationship and whatnot. And I remember I was very annoyed, and I remember thinking, Patrice, no, you did the same thing. You thought you were too young to be going through menopause in your 40s. But, and I hit myself off track with that.
No, I know what you were saying. You said, I got you, boo. Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you, this Stanley Davis session here. I am fully present. Hello. You started to talk about men. Yes,
that is another taboo we need to deal with. Some men, not all, they don't understand men don't know what's going on. So they think, you know, they say one minute she's happy, the next minute this woman crazy.
Patrice, that's That's awesome. Anyway, go on. I'm the kidding. Just go on.
In the next minute, she's irritable. She's angry. She's this. She's that. Then a lot of women lose their sex drive because they deal with the vaginal itching, the burning, the dryness. Intimacy becomes an issue, and because a lot of times because of the imbalance of the hormones, our testosterone and our estrogen works together for a woman's sexual drive. So a lot of women, because of the imbalance, lose their sexual drive completely.
I was just going to say, okay, and of course I would have definitely heard about this, but do you think there's also a group where it is now in overdrive where...
Yes.
Noticed that.
I have. I have had a serious case over here. And to be honest, she was taken advantage of, which was so sad. And then I remember in one session in Grand Bamba, one lady came to me. I have a problem. Mine is the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, it can swing from one end of the pendulum to the next. We have the anomalies that happen. And then a lot of men, you know, because of what happened in history, women were pushed to the side when they went through menopause. They were crazy or they were not reproductive anymore. When you look at the history, there were books on it.
Right.
That's been written. And I, in the 18-something, couple of them, and I have said I'm going to access those books. They talk about what they thought about menopause and the women. So women have had the stigma from way back then that... You're finished.
Yeah, that's it for you.
That's when, honestly, sometimes relationships, when men go into other relationships during this time, and a lot of it too, I will say, when I speak with my menopausal women, because of their issues, a lot of the women don't want to be touched. They can't stand being touched. They can't stand their husband. Not because they're trying to be difficult. It's physiological what's going on. There's some stuff going on, and because we haven't learned how to address it, it's been pushed aside. Women call me crying. They think they're going crazy. Women are contemplating suicide, never thought about. Women are closing themselves in the room, and families are trying to figure out what's going on. You know, I hear all of these stories.
So, Patrice, okay, and of course you would have already touched on this, so I just want to go just a little deeper. Now, like the emotional, like now what, because this is pretty much what you're talking about right now. So what does this now look like? Like, does this woman, like, what is her mental state? Because, okay, as you touched, like I said, the stigma and, you know, unfortunate. And listen now, I'm talking about horses and not zebras when I say this. You know, in this society and maybe even worldwide, we're not... we're not allowed to, women are not allowed to age gracefully, you know, and it's just like what you said. Oh, well, she's at this certain age. And I've heard some men even say
she's not good that, anymore.
Yeah, she's, right, ain't nobody, she have to take whatever she gets. She's getting older. And by the way, that's a big fat lie. But yes.
I've been interviewed by men. I could tell you the things that were
said. Like what, exactly. And they really feel this way. Come to this mic so they can hear this.
You know, and God bless fellas. You. God bless you, man. And I say it's because we don't understand.
Right.
Had the audacity to say, oh, so she's barren now. I'm like, no, she's not barren. She's finished with that stage. And then one gentleman went on to say that that's why he only gets younger girls, even though he's much older. It's these stigmas, and it's here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean.
It's worldwide.
It's big. And that's why it's a conversation, not just with the woman, because it affects the marriage as well. One gentleman said to me on one of the radio shows, why aren't we talking about this in the marriage preparation classes? Because had I known, I could have been ready for this. You know how many men have come to me, marriages, it's finished because of what the woman has done and, you know, the emotional state she goes into, the psychological state. One lady shared with me their story. Their aunt became very aggressive And I've had a number of nice, quiet, gentle women say the same thing, trying to figure out what's going on. They become aggressive. The husband had to leave. He went to live with the niece.
It was too much. They
had to try to figure out what was going on. But then after a while, they realized she was menopausal and got help for her.
Patrice, I think menopause may be one of the hugest areas that is misdiagnosed.
It's underserved in our country. It's underserved as a healthcare issue, and that's why I am so passionate about it. It is a part of our health journey,
right?
And so it needs to be on the books, accepted as a part of a woman's journey. When she goes to her physician, her gynecologist, NHI, even in the workplace, I'm a strong advocate for it, because for too long it's been flying under the radar in these areas, and then the women come to me, and you know what it's like? What it is for them is like finally someone understands. One lady, one of my clients from the U.S. called me crying. She read a article, I think it was either the Guardian or the Tribune had done on me, and she read it online, and she thought she was going crazy. This is women call me crying.
Because there's, like I said earlier, there's freedom, and there's a great relief when you know that, even you know what you're going through, and you're not, right, because I mean, because it's usually far worse in our head, than what it actually is.
Heart palpitations. I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, and you know, just as a young girl, when she arrives at puberty, we sit down and we talk to them about it. We may enroll her in certain things. There's a preparation process for it. And not only that, we now look and we say, oh, she's acting out.
But so we understand.
Yeah, you see this? Yes, that it's puberty.
Right.
And so, and we know that
we give grace. Yeah, we give grace about those actions.
Yes, we know she's hormonal. We know all these. She may, little bouts of anger. Mm-hmm. But now the menopause, which of course is now the older version of puberty.
Yeah, puberty is actually mirrors. The beginning of the reproductive transition. Menopause is at the end.
I never even thought about it now. I'm having this conversation with you.
Yeah, and it's the same. And in fact, it's the same hormones that took you into puberty.
Right.
That caused you to start having a period and a breast and hair under your arm and pubic hair are the same hormones that take you every month to have a period. The same hormones that causes you to be able to be pregnant and have a child. The same hormones that end and take you into menopause.
Yes.
The same hormones.
Yes. So this is definitely, something that we, it's a part of life and living.
Yes. We just need to understand what's going on and how to help ourselves.
And if you're lucky, women, you'll live to go through menopause if you're lucky.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. But can I just say this here?
Yes.
I don't want to always sound like it's just bad news. There is a way that women can help themselves. And first of all, I want to say come to the session. But I'm going to be doing sessions for women who are at least 35 to 39, 40, because we can prepare our bodies. And I always tell the women who go to my session, let's start talking to our daughters. Let's start talking to our nieces, because for the older women didn't tell us.
No, they didn't.
It's time for us to now start beginning to share the information so that the younger women can be better prepared and tooled.
And, because at 40, I have a client who, she turned 30. Mm-hmm. So I said, listen, you 30, it's almost like stuff. I didn't say stuff. I said, sugar, honey, iced tea. Got real. But I don't want Dwight to call me. So I'm going to say sugar, honey, iced tea. So it's like in your 20s, you think you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
30s, you realize, girl, you ain't know nothing.
Mm.
40s, your body now starts to change. What used to happen before, there's a different ball game what going on now.
Yes.
And like we said, you need some form of preparation and understanding. You have to understand what is going on with your body. You talked about the anxiety. Mm-hmm. You talked about the brain fog. Mm-hmm. And we talked about these misconceptions, because a lot of times we even just say, we brush it off and say, this is a bitter woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we said it's a bitter woman.
And we don't understand
she's miserable.
How we can help them. We actually have, I have a story of one lady shared a story. She had a breakdown at work.
Right.
Because she was saying to them, you know, she had some issues. And her supervisor, hormonal issues, her supervisor didn't understand what was going on. And when she told me the story, she was saying this day her supervisor was actually standing over her, aggravating her, and she was going through so much, and she was stressed, and she was saying how she literally, and I don't want to say all of the story because...
Right, anonymity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She had a breakdown.
So now...
She had a breakdown on her job.
We only got about 5 minutes left. Now, Patrice, I know that you have a workshop, because you mentioned it earlier, that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about that and where persons can maybe find you if they want to be a part of it, because definitely this is something that, you know, you should be a part of. I mean, hello.
Every woman in this country, I'm on a mission. Right. Before I die, I'm on a mission. I'm having a session called Harmony and Change Menopause Workshop. It's on March 8th at the Diplomat Center from 9 to 2. And in that session, we're going to be talking about menopause. Then I have a coach who will be dealing with mindfulness and menopause, because that is an issue in a woman's life. Then we have Coach Renee Minus, who's going to be there. She deals with the weight loss, because hormonal weight...
Right.
It's different from you eating. And if you don't understand that, you'll be trying the same thing over and over, frustrating yourself.
Yes, because one time ago, like, I could lose weight like that.
Everybody's.
You know what I mean? Me. And now?
Yeah. Hormonal.
You better
weight,
work.
Cortisol. And we deal with all of that. Coach Renee Minus, she deals with all of that. We have integrative menopause wellness. Then I am so proud. This session we have a executive chef, Vanessa Riley.
That's the part I was waiting on. See, look here. I have my notice what I got open right there. See,
listen.
That's right.
She will be. I am so excited. She has been. I've been working with her, and so she's going to be preparing a menopause friendly meal.
I don't even know
you're
what
gonna
that is.
You're gonna be licking your finger. And then she's doing a demo teaching women, because lifestyle matters. Most of our symptoms.
She's a Bahamian? Is she a Bahamian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, executive chef.
Go, girl.
Vanessa Riley, yes. And she's going to be teaching you how to cook. You can, most of our symptoms is triggered by our lifestyles. You're doing things to cause it to happen.
Right.
The meals she can teach. She's going to teach you about meals that you can eat to help you with the various symptoms. You can prepare. So she's going to be talking about that. And then we have some vendors who are going to be there as well, because we have women dealing with the skin issue, women under so much stress. It's going to be a time on March 8th. So
okay, hold on. You know, I got questions. Hold on. Let's say someone wants to be a vendor at the event. Is there still space?
Well, we might have just for one more.
Okay.
I was just dealing with someone who deals with the natural soaps and lotion. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things I teach women, listen here, when you're going through that, when you're dealing with that vaginal dryness, you cannot be using these soaps.
You cannot.
There's some things you must understand. The clothing you wear, even the pads, we're making it worse for ourselves.
So if someone want to be a vendor, you better call Patrice like yesterday.
And let me give my number. That's right.
Yes.
439-3242.
Okay.
That number again is 439. This is for someone who can't find the pen, and the pen can't write.
See, people listening now, because someone just
three,
say
two,
Vanessa,
four, two.
Vanessa Riley, vegan chef for menopause. So see,
listen, she's so good.
We got like 1 minute. Okay, how much, where can they
Okay, give me a call, 439-3242. You can register and get your tickets, and we're trying to make sure every woman has a ticket in her hand by February 22nd, because chef is preparing the meal. We need to know how many persons, etc. 439-3242.
Okay, guys, so you need to call her like now, like as soon as she leaves the show, you should call her, because as she said, she has to prepare for a certain number.
Right.
So once that deadline, right. And if you're anything like me, you like your belly. So you got to make sure you win that count.
If you've ever had Chef Vanessa's food.
Wow.
She's internationally trained. That woman is so good.
All right. Well,
I like my stomach too, right?
I am telling you. Hello, hello, hello.
And I like good food.
Thank you.
Healthy food.
Hello, someone. Okay, well, definitely this has been a very refreshing conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed this. You're looking you right in the eyes. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, mm-hmm. and it's definitely very timely. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being a part of Tell It to Stania. Once again, this is somebody they messaging me about food and these other things right now. So, yes, this has been refreshing. I see your phone going off. I hope that somebody ready to buy a ticket.
Yeah, I hope so. Ladies,
yes,
come
Patrice
out.
Lockhart.
Please stop the, I know I haven't been through menopause. That's not true. A lot of the things we're dealing with in post-menopause is because we've not dealt with it. We don't understand. Ignorance is what's causing a lot of things.
All right, guys. We're going to have to end the show today. Find me on Facebook under Stania Davis, S-T-A-N-Y-A Davis. And once again, you can reach out to Patrice Lockhart. The event is on March 8th, and her telephone number is?
439-3242.
All right. So I'll see you next week.